Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be all right and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
You're listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Mary Iyer, a youth from India. She has three siblings and her parents are engaged in faith-sharing mission. As an ambitious youth, this 24-year-old who wants to be a missionary experiences hurdles, challenges and threats from various quarters. And yet, her faith made her stand firm in her conviction. Our faithful witness of today, Mary Iyer from India, shares with us her faith experiences, challenges, and inspirations. Mary, a hearty welcome to Vatican Radio. Tell us briefly about you.
Well, I am Mary Stephen Iyer, coming from India, a student of religion, presently doing advanced ecumenical study at Bose Ecumenical Institute, Switzerland. I have two elder brothers, one twin brother. I'm the only daughter. To begin with, I would like to highlight a little bit about my family. I come from a missionary family where my father belongs to an Orthodox Hindu family and my mom, she belongs to a Roman Catholic church. And they are from southern part of India. When in God's absolute plan, when they were brought together, they had the same vision to share in the middle part of India, to work among the tribal belt.
And both your parents remain Christians now?
Yeah, they are. Both of them are Christians and they are missionaries. And their lifestyle was one of a great challenge and model to me to get into this theological setup where I was also very much interested to serve to the human society in both the way religiously and socially too.
Because your parents were involved in that.
Involved in that. And along with the problems, I would see the goodness of God and the miraculous way he led us amidst of many problems. He made us to stand firm because there were many groups. They said, we will burn this family as we burned Graham Stain. But there was one collector came during that time and he was Roman Catholic Christian. And he came in association with my father and he was so impressed with because many Nexalites were converted and because many police were not able to do and they were like, this man speaks something about a Jesus and that transformed the lives of many people. In fact, 10 of them all together surrendered their lives.
You mean your father succeeded where the police failed?
I shouldn't say my father, but it was God who did definitely. Through them. Yeah, and then it was really reported well in the government setup also. So that's the reason the collectors and whoever comes, they had a good rapport with us. Then we got a problem with Nexlates itself. They wrote us letter by blood. They chopped two of our missionaries. Mm-hmm. They cut their head and they wrote in letter by their blood, saying that if you'll continue to do this, you will also have the same problem.
Your family also faced a threat from fundamentalist groups.
I mean, they will burn because you are doing conversion and all this. So we had pressure from both the side. So we have some prayer supporters, financial supporters from southern part of India. So they told us to leave and come back. They said you can serve here. That time God spoke to my mom and dad in their personal devotion with the same verse, saying that out of fear, if you are leaving this place, the same thing will happen to you there.
And where you want to run away, the political situation there changed.
And by the time Chief Minister brought a law that whoever will do conversion, they will be put into jail for 5 years and have to pay 1 lakh rupees. And they were in the middle stage. Yeah, it was very tough time because my eldest brother was in 10th standard and that was board exam. Yeah, after that, we have to go for 1 or 2 months back to our place to calm down the situation. Then we started having this movement, tribal revival movement, through which we train the tribal people, training tribals as a missionary. So they go and share gospel in their own language, in their context. And we also deal with the social issue. We have projects for small children. Nearly 200 children are given food and education till they're 25 years of age. So all these things really attracted me to get into theological sector. After my bachelor studies, I thought I would go for some secular studies. But then by my final year, I was again enriched by the teaching. And it was based on missiology, evangelism, gospel sharing. So I had that passion to share the gospel where they have not heard about Jesus Christ. When I went to master's, it was in charismatic college where they focus on Holy Spirit. And again, I got a different, earlier bachelor's was an evangelical and master's was an charismatic college. So a mixture of these two obviously will lead my life to grow more in my spiritual life, in spiritual venture. I started asking, I said, Lord, you have brought me into the world with a purpose. I wanted to know what's that. I was going through some organization where I could serve. So I came to know about National Council of Churches in India, which was quite near to my hometown. So my dad somehow allowed, after lots of permission, he said, okay, you can go, because it was an internship. So I went and stayed, and there I got another new picture of Christianity that is called ecumenism. Yeah, of course, when I saw in website, it says that it works for the unity of the churches. And that really attracted me, because in India, we are 3% Christians. Still, we have lots of divisions. So I was like very happy. I thought, okay, I would work something. And when I went there, things were a little different again. Yeah, it was a little bleak in its function. We have so many things in minutes, in paperwork. But the work part was, the grassroots level was missing. So I had thirst. I wanted to really serve. But I really learned when I was there, because it has different commissions, which talks about creation, youth desk, about tribals, about Dalit, and about women, and pastoral department. We have 7 desks there. So I was given little exposure to all these things. And by that time, I thought I must learn more about ecumenical, where I could serve in a wider way and in a better way. So I was introduced to Ecumenical Institute through NET. So I applied and I got, and I'm studying. After coming here, it is really clear, because Roman Catholic Church in India, especially in my context, I cannot say India because it, from place to place it changes, it is very different. Here, they are more than what I thought. They have really gone forward, really are very sensitive towards a soul of an individual, which is an ultimate purpose of every Christian, that we care about their social needs, but we should not forget our soul is important. If we are dead, the body is useless. I was thinking, okay, it is something, it talks about spirituality, but I was having a discussion that ecumenical movement and Roman Catholic institution as a whole in different contexts must have a proper rapport. I never know that in India we have a good relationship. In NCCI, Roman Catholic Church is not a part of NCC. And whenever I have been there, I was asked to go to Marthomite Church, Jacobite Church, Orthodox, Lutheran, CNA, and all. But I have never gone to a Roman Catholic church when I was doing internship. Otherwise, I'm very regular to RC church when I go south because my mom's family, they are Roman Catholic. Mm-hmm. Now I have planned that when I will go back, I will definitely serve with all the churches in my context. So my plan is that we all will gather together and we will work for the cause and for the betterment together without having problem within us.
There is a general perception that the youth do not have much faith today. Is it true?
Well, yeah. I remember in World Student Christian Federation, which is a part of World Christian Council, they are in 10th assembly, which is going to be held in Busan this year. The theme is God of Life, Lead Us into Justice and Peace. They called me for an interview. They said, can you a little bit tell us? There is a problem of intergenerational gap. You youngsters can be utilized very well because this is the age where we can do with full faithfulness. That's and we don't get tired, but they are not given space. They are young, not now. They have time. I think this is one of the main problem in all the churches.
Thank you, Mary. That was Mary Iyer from India sharing with us her faith experiences and challenges.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Yes, eternal is His love. Make me a channel of Your peace.
You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Mary Iyer from India. She will share with us next week her faith sharing with the youth of today. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.